giant dodged, narrowly avoiding being impaled by the thorn that came rocketing out of the plant thing's mouth, then swung up the Sig Sauer. The three shots were spaced across the plant thing's chest. Even in the uncertain lighting, Ryan could see the holes appear in the greenish-black flesh, then cover over. The spilled nutrient bath rolled across the floor, shorting out some of the computer banks when it touched them. The plant thing drew away from the sparks, bringing an arm across its incomplete face. It had a weakness.
Jack! The flare gun you found at the White Sands Redoubt!
Jack reached into his pack, then flipped the waterproof case for the pistol toward Ryan.
Catch!
Ryan caught the case in one hand as he leathered the Sig Sauer with the other. Inside the case was the flare gun and two cartridges. Ryan loaded the gun and spun, leveling the weapon before him. The plant thing, bristling with the thorned appendages, was 20 feet out and closing fast. Ryan aimed for the creature's center. The smoking flare embedded in the plant flesh, burning white hot. It stopped all forward movement, breaking in place. Tendrils shot out of its chest, dripping down into the thick water around it. Ryan reloaded. Ryan shot the second flare into the thing's chest. The plant thing broken even further, but gave no indication of dying.
JB, where's Bolt?
Don't know. Wasn't here when we got here.
Suddenly, gunfire came from the tunnels.
When it rains, it pours.
Jack dodged inside the entrance, then fired back.
Who's in the tunnel?
Those White Sand soldiers.
They're a tenacious lot, Ryan, filled with vim and vigor.
Like hell. I think they're pulling out. Let me check.
Jack poked his head around the entrance.
Nope. They ain't tenacious, all right.
Across the room, the plant thing showed signs of regaining its strength. Ryan watched it, his stomach cold and hard. The glance at Christy showed that she was pale, covered with perspiration that ran in large drops. Her pistol trembled in her hands.
It wants me to help it. It wants me to kill you. Gaia, help me. Ryan, but I don't think I can hold it off much longer.
A fine trickle of blood ran down Christy's upper lip from her nose. Ryan saw the sheen suddenly dilate inside Christy's eyes. Without warning, she brought the gun around toward him. Ryan took one step toward her and slapped Christy with the back of his fist, catching her flush on the jawline. She dropped, unconscious.
Take her, Doc.
Of course, Ryan.
Doc knelt and took her up, struggling with Christy's weight and dragging her to safety as much as carrying her.
Fools! She will be mine. She has an affinity for me and my kind that you will never understand.
Ryan, we can't stay here.
I know.
The creature seemed to regenerate behind him. Ryan concentrated on the cryo chambers. They still seemed operational. He didn't much figure they would hold the plant thing off, but they could give the group a more defensible position.
JB, let's fall back to the cryo chambers. We can take better cover back there. Doc, you got Christy.
Oh yes, I do indeed, sir.
No closer!
Ryan spun, then froze in his tracks, barely able to make out Victor Bolt's features in the shadows. Blood traced the patrician looks, and his hair was plastered to his head. Madness gleamed in his eyes above the sights of the pistol he held.
You people have tried so hard, but you haven't stopped anything, you pathetic morons. As long as my father is alive, that plague is going to be released anyway. You've only succeeded in killing me, along with you.
Can't rightly say I feel too bad about that. Mildred?
Just say when, Ryan.
Stop it or I'll shoot you right where...
When?
Mildred's round punched a hole through the man's forehead.
No!
The plant thing seemed momentarily stunned with grief. The gunfire came from the other end of the tunnel.
Who the hell is shooting at who out there?
I think Setguard's caught up with the White Sands, boys.
Let's move.
Where the hell to?
Jack pointed toward a steel door that almost blended into the wall at the side of the cryo chambers. It was partially open, with water seeping into its dark interior.
There's a door there. I'll check it out. Soldier's busy anyway.
Jack disappeared behind the door. They were running out of time. Ryan glanced at the freezing reservoirs.
Those are full of liquid nitrogen. I'm figuring that bastard plant won't like the cold any more than it liked fire.
Could be, but we're gonna need a can opener to get into it.
Maybe I can get one.
Ryan?
What is it, Jack?
There's a trap door in there. Goes to the Matrans above.
Ryan worked out the spatials in his head, discovering that the way the room turned put them under the room above. The tunnel had twisted and dipped down as it progressed.
Been there?
Been there. Door opens easy. More White Sands soldier boys there too, though.
Can you get up inside without being seen?
Phew.
Then get it done. Lock those people out.
I'm gone.
Somebody figured themselves a hidey hole.
This whole Byzantine complex with its secrets and the prejudicial nature of the society that was constructed clearly shows evidences of a paranoiac mind at the helm, dear Ryan. A secondary route to the Matrans unit, easily the most powerful of escape routes, should come as no shock at all.
JB, get everybody up there, ready to go in, but not where you can be seen. And take care of Christy.
All right, see you on the other side.
The plant thing still hovered beside Bolt's corpse. Tendrils formed, sprouting from the main body, and picked up the dead man. Ryan ran, knowing he was going to attract the creature's attention. He was drenched by the nutrient-laden water. He didn't let himself think about what kind of bacteria might be invading his body even now. He paused near the corner of the tunnel mouth, leading back out to where the White Sand soldiers were holed up. The commotion coming from their direction indicated they still had problems of their own. Peering down the tunnel, Ryan saw that the water level stopped 12 yards up the incline. The tunnel also twisted enough to provide some cover, as long as the White Sands team didn't decide to suddenly charge down. Then, the plant thing came at him, sprouting more of the thorn-tipped tendril from its body. It surged through the water, aiming itself at Ryan. Unlimbering the Stire, Ryan ran up the tunnel. The bend he was aiming for was 30 yards up. Ryan hoped that none of the tendrils the plant thing exuded would reach that far. He hunkered down against the bend in the tunnel. The plant thing halted at the water's edge, obviously reluctant to step away from the nutrient fluid. Though it shot the thorn-tipped tendrils at Ryan, gravity and the distance were too great. They fell yards short of the mark. Ryan turned his attention in the other direction, in time to see one of the White Sand soldiers break cover and attempt to sprint down the corridor. Bracing the Stire across his other forearm, with the Panga at the ready, Ryan ripped off a half dozen shots all around the soldier, intentionally missing him. The soldier looked almost comical as he halted his headlong plunge and reversed direction. The next rounds Ryan fired were close enough to let whoever was watching know he could have taken the runner down at any point.
I'm Ryan Carter!
What do you want, Carter?
Ryan watched the plant thing. It held its position, blocking the way back.
Who's in charge at that end?
I'm Conti, Sergeant Conti.
Well, Sergeant, it appears you've got your tit in the ringer.
How do you figure? From here, it looks like we got you pinned down.
I can see how you'd think that. Problem is, the guy who ran this place, he's got a plague device programmed to deliver its payload in less than 5 minutes.
You're lying.
Wouldn't waste my breath, or the time. You noticed the Civil War breaking loose outside when you came in? Bo was going to save maybe 20 or 30 people when he set the plague loose. The rest of them were going to die from it, used as carriers to spread it even more. And the men holding the short straws they'd been given didn't much like the voting arrangements.
Assuming that what you're saying is true, why are you talking to me?
I need something from you.
What?
Plasex, if you got any.
Plasex?
Explosives.
Sounds to me like I'd be financing your escape. The way I see it now, we got you pinned down in that room. I don't know why you're there.
The plague. If it gets loose, a lot of people are gonna die.
Didn't figure you for the moral philanthropist, Carter.
No reason you should. But some of those people getting killed could be mine. I don't hold with that.
How can I believe you?
You taking a glance down this tunnel, Connie?
Peep now and again.
Take a good long one now.
How do I know you won't take my head off when I do?
Could have killed your man just a minute ago. I chose not to.
What if you're just waiting for a shot at bigger game?
Trust me, Connie. I get hard up for some big game, I've got all I need already here. How about I step out first? Show faith.
It'll be a start.
Ryan dropped the muzzle of the Stire alongside his leg. The others would be ready to take over the Matrans unit back in the upstairs room. Either way it played for him, they had a chance of getting away. He stepped out into the open, feeling the gun sight settle over him.
I'm here.
A slim, brown-haired man stepped into view farther up the tunnel.
You're Conti?
Yeah.
You see that thing over my shoulder?
Yeah?